Trains, they're quite boring, really. Traveling from point A to point B. No one really wants to be packed into a tight space with a bunch of strangers, but that's reality. People picking a free space to stare into and daydream, desperately trying to ignore one another. Except for those times where your eyes cross paths with the strangers. Cue that moment where you look away awkwardly. But sometimes you get more than you bargained for. I've seen you stand out amongst the mindless zombies many times before on our shared commute. The way your shirt stretches across your shoulders, the way you walk, the glorious smell of your cologne as you pass by. I don't know if you understand just how desirable you are, the subject of many a woman's fantasy, I'd guess. You sit across the aisle from me, earphones in. I can't tell what you're listening to, but I see you drumming an imaginary beat on your thigh, the muscles in your forearms flexing. I couldn't be any less subtle with my staring if I tried. Our gazes meet, and I'm transfixed. Like staring at the sun, I can't look away. Your lips curl upwards in a smirk, your eyes say hello, but they don't look away. No one else exists. It's been a long day, but I feel a surge of excitement run through my body. All I can think about is touching you, kissing you, stroking your cock and fucking you until you groan with pleasure. It's so easy to drift away after a long day, to the point where everything gets blurry, but a bump of the carriage brings me back. Those gorgeous eyes aren't directed at me anymore. No, you're watching where my hand is resting, high up on my inner thigh. I see anticipation in your eyes. They widen as I ease my hand slightly between my legs. Oh, a voyeur, are you? Glancing back up at me, you quickly avert your eyes. Your cheeks are slightly flushed. Is that embarrassment or arousal? Don't be shy now. You can watch. Looking around, somehow at this time there's not as many people crowding the train. I still have to be careful, though. There we go. I have your attention again. Let it be your full attention this time. It's so adorable how you're shifting uncomfortably in your seat. Do you have an itch you'd like scratched? Or a cock you'd like rubbed? Do you even realize you're licking your lips right now? Does it turn you on seeing me run my fingers lightly up and down between my legs? I wonder how you'd feel to know that this stranger on the train has imagined sucking your cock and feeling load after load of your thick, hard cum over my face. Your own hand brushing against your neck and down your arm with a deep inhale. You're thinking about it, aren't you? Making the most of a mutually beneficial situation. Pondering if you can get away with easing your hand down your pants. I can't help but smirk. Your hand comes to rest on the bulge in your pants as you stare, seemingly hypnotized. It doesn't dip inside, but you're clearly rubbing your restrained cock. Another bump of the train as we slow down at the next stop. An exchange of passengers more off than on. Luckily, our train has emptied a bit more. Just a scattering of people, but not too close. That's my cue. It's time I came and sat next to you. Funny how we've never talked, yet found ourselves playing a very public game. I pull out one of your earphones and press my mouth to your ear. Hi. Your only response, a nervous mumble that sounded like a greeting. I want to get straight to the point. You should know. I'm going to stroke your cock on this train. If you don't want it, tell me to fuck off back to where I came from, and we'll forget any of this happened. But I know you want it. The way you are watching. The thought of someone stumbling upon our little scene is enough to get blood pumping in all the right places. Use your jacket to cover your lap. We can at least try to make this scene low-key. It'll do. There's no one facing us. Shiver as my hand reaches for your belt and zipper of your pants. I can't help but smile at your perplexed look. I was hoping you were going commando. How does my hand feel resting on your cock? Fucking hell, you're so hard already. I can feel how your body betrays you as I tighten my grip on the only thing separating my fingers from your throbbing cock. Stretching your boxers taut against your erection. That cock is mine for this ride. What if I stroke my fingers against the fabric? So close to stroking it directly. Is that what you want? Just heavy breaths from you now. Submit to it. Submit to me. Let go of inhibition and I'll make you come as many times as you want. As you need. Good boy. Grind against your boxes. Feel the friction. How long until my fingers touch you? Are you dying for my hand to wrap around you? You want it so badly. Where your eyes were friendly and welcoming before, now I only see unadulterated lust. Desire to be stroked until you're coming all over my hand. There's a wet patch from all your pre-cum as your box is pressed against the head of your cock. An approving look is all I need. Pull your cock out. Pull it out. No one's looking. No one will see. I want full access to you. Readjusting in your seat, you manage to pull your hard cock out. I so badly want to kneel down right here and take your cock in. groan and growl and taste you. I let you put your hand on my head while I licked and sucked and took you so deep down my throat. Such a shame that it'd be too obvious. Are you sure you still want to carry on? I can just go wander back over to my seat. That fiery look says more than words can. Shall we see how sensitive the underside of your cock is? Just a slight brush of my finger. That's right. Don't hold back. Don't be afraid to let out a little moan. Just not too loud, or we may have an audience. Or would you like that? Perhaps you're a bit of an exhibitionist as well, as a voyeur. Yeah, squirm for me. Squirm while I massage that spot, spreading your pre-cum over it and rubbing it with my thumb. Rock your hips into it. Your rapid breathing is so fucking hot. The way the muscles in your stomach are clenching and your chest just rising and falling. Can you come with me just touching that spot? Are you that sensitive? So into the moment, I didn't realize we were nearing the next station. You try to let me know this is your stop. That pleading look, but you're not fighting it. That look of shock as you see people edging their way down the center aisle. That slight look of fear as you come to realize, I'm not going to stop toying with you. But still, you don't fight it. They're oblivious. While I'm stroking your cock, people are walking past us. If they only paid attention, they'd see the movement. They'd hear how fucking out of breath you are. Be a good boy. Keep rocking while I stroke your cock. As luck would have it, our carriage is nearly empty as we pull away again. I know you're close. I want you to focus and come for me. Can you do that? Forget everything. Just come for me. Yes, let it wash over you. Come for me while I stroke that cock. You look so fucking sexy there, bucking your hips as waves of orgasm hit you. That's it. That's it. Shh, it's okay. Take a breath. Breathe. Breathe deeply. My stop is next. We still have a little bit of time. I want you to come again before I step off this train. Are you ready for round two? Not that I give you the chance to answer as I stroke your balls and up your cock, causing you to groan in my ear. Yes, groan into me. Give up everything. Hey, it sounds so fucking lewd. Your cock is wet and slippery from all that cum, and my hand is sliding up and down so easily. I'd be surprised if passengers up that way can't hear it. Can you take me rubbing that spot again? Yeah? Feeling my thumb rubbing in relentless circles. Very good. Anyone looking would have no doubt what was happening right now. The way my hand is stroking up and down. The way you're pumping your hips. What a fucking scene. Yeah, are you close again? I'm not taking my hand off your cock until you're completely drained. Come for me. Feel it throughout your whole body. Feel it. We don't have much time. Please, come again. Please, be a good boy and come for me. Have that cock twitch and jerk in my hand and go with it. Yes, I can feel it. I can feel your cock hardening in my hand while I stroke you. Just feel that fucking orgasm. Come all over my hand and let it drip out. Over and over. I want to feel you come against my hand. You might think your orgasms broke the whole fucking train, but we're just slowing down to where I have to jump off. For the first time in what feels like hours, my hand finally sees the light of day again. My fingers are still sticky with your warm, sticky cum. It'd be rude not to sample it. Fucking hell, you taste so damn good. You still look like you're in a bit of a daze, but this journey is coming to an end. Well, this is me. See you tomorrow? It might be an idea to leave your boxes off before getting on the train. That is, if you want to make this more than a one-time thing. This could be the start of something fun.